views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's Tuesday. So she's on assignment again. It's been 8 years. So I need to keep saying that. Yeah.
Anyway. People are waking up. They don't maybe
know. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning here on the 13th of October. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. That's it. That's over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And, of course, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, aren't we, at KCNR1460.com. And we are. I'm here with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy Navy birthday today.
The Navy?
Navy birthday.
Well, let's see. What is that? The Navy birthday. USS Navy? The U.S. Navy birthday today?
That's what it's telling me.
Really? Okay.
It says Navy birthday. It's not, on my National Day calendar, it is Navy birthday, Train Your Brain Day, uh-huh, and Yorkshire Pudding Day.
Yorkshire Pudding.
Yes.
What's Yorkshire Pudding? I've heard of that, but what's in it? At some point, you're going to have to look it up and tell me. We have our first half hour. We're kind of open line here. So if you got something you want to, you know, talk about, give it to us now, because I've got some things that I was going to discuss. So what's the weather look like?
We are looking at our last day of fairly calm winds before we get to the fire weather watch tomorrow. We have a high of 89 today, so if you liked what you saw yesterday, good, because we have 89 today, 90 tomorrow, 91, 93, 91, and with lows pretty much exactly the same. So sunny, little bit of clouds overnight, should make for beautiful sunrises and sunsets, but the main headline in the weather is currently the fire weather watch that's going tonight into Friday morning. So stay safe. I know there are, I think KRC reported about 17,000 people who are expected to lose power with the PG&E public safety power shutoffs over this fire weather watch.
Okay. Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Just trying to catch up on my chat room comments. You know, sometimes people say things.
Dangerous place to be.
You know, sometimes people say things that give themselves away. You know, everybody's got a little catch name there, or a little call sign. And for the most part, you know, some of them don't.
Mine's KCNR Production. So.
Yeah, and mine's Carl 2020. So it's hard to figure out who I am. And then, you know, but this person that just wrote under New Blood just told me who he was. Because of something you said in there. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, good morning. And today we're going to have on with us. We just got them on yesterday, and they are a group that's going to have a event down at the Civic where you turn back in all your prescription drugs, which is a great idea. You shouldn't be flushing them down the toilets. You shouldn't be just kind of throwing them away in the trash. So they're going to have a day where you can bring in all your old prescription drugs and turn them in, and they'll be taken care of. I assume that they'll be turned into the proper authorities, and they're just not using them. No. Okay. But we're going to talk to them at 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Shasta Regional Medical Center will join us, and we're going to talk about the latest of what's going on down there. The latest COVID from yesterday, do you have that pulled up?
Give me a minute.
Well, it is COVID. I'm still not seeing a lot of people in the hospital. I'm not seeing anybody in the ICU. Yet we've had 7 people die last week. Unfortunately, all from, it appears, from the Windsor Assisted Care Center. So what's our latest on the COVID?
So we are now up to, we've broken 1,500 cases at 1,502. with now 5 people in the hospital and 0 in the ICU, still at 24 deaths. But there are little more than 350 in quarantine and 171 active cases.
Okay, so we're talking about 5 in the hospital. How many people are quarantined, approximately?
359.
Okay. And we've had the spike, and it's happened after we've traced it to 2 places, the Windsor Assisted Care Facility, and it appears that Bethel had a spike of 137 cases or something like this.
So over the weekend, there were 159 new cases. Almost half of them were people in their 20s.
I would assume, okay, I'm not going to say this, because when you assume, you make an ass of you and me, as we were talking to the Marine Corps. Hey, okay, so most of them are in their 20s. This means that they will probably not even show any symptoms, but they've come up positive for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. We keep getting more cases. Now we're moving into the purple range.
Yep.
And I believe on October, is it the 20th? It goes for like 2 weeks when they moved us into the red. And then 2 weeks later, they can move us into the purple. And the purple gets, I think, what are the purple things? We have to shut down restaurants at that point when we hit, you know, code purple here.
Mm-hmm.
Look that up and come back. Come back to me with what are the restrictions under code purple. You know, I've never even looked at it because we've never even gotten close to that. But now it appears that we've pushed ourselves into code purple. Now, what happened yesterday at the Supreme Court? And 8 key moments of the Amy Coney Barrett. There's things that happened yesterday. When I listened to it for about an hour, and essentially all it was you know, the statement saying is that the whole reason that she's being appointed is to do away with the Affordable Care Act. As some people will tell you, it's not that affordable to get care under the Affordable Care Act. It starts out, though, with Lindsey Graham, inciting Ruth Bader Ginsburg and saying, when Democrats say there is no right to have this hearing, the American public polls overwhelmingly, and as the question goes back, even on big screen media does this, well, it is a constitutional, it's not against the Constitution to do this. President Trump has the right to do that. Jake Tapper asked Joe Biden's, you know, campaign manager, well, it's his constitutional right. It's in the Constitution. They can do this. So it can't be wrong. And they refuse to accept that. It's not in their talking points. Oh, but the people overwhelmingly don't want them to do this. But he's got a constitutional right to do it. But the people don't want it. Well, that's a poll. That's just a poll. And a poll means nothing, because I can go out and I guarantee you I can find 100 people in an hour that will say that President Trump, by the Constitution, has to appoint somebody to fill that spot on the Supreme Court. I can give me 15 minutes and I can do it. I can go on Facebook and do it and say, I need 100 people to say that it is by the Constitution, President Trump has to appoint a judge to take the place of there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court. I can find you that. I bet you I can find you that in 5 minutes on Facebook. And you say, well, wait a minute. What kind of poll is that? Well, my answer to that is, what kind of polls are you taking? How many times do you think they take polls that are in the suburbs? How many times do you think they really take them out in the rural areas? How many times do you think they take them up here in Shasta County? And what happens when that person that you call just hangs up because, oh, it's a poll. They hang up. And they don't go to cell phones. Pretty sure they don't go use cell phones, right? Yeah.
It's all landlines.
All landlines. So, you know, everybody's, wow, look at the polls. Look what the polls said at this point in the last election. Clinton was up 16 points. at this time in the last election. 16 points on 3 or 4 polls. Remember what happened? Polls are, I think, are just as good as, you know, they're only as good as the questions you ask and the slice of population you ask. So I don't pay attention to polls because, frankly, we've been, you know, when you look at the polls under the Nielsens, what they do is they send out 700, they send out questionnaires, 700 people are signed up for it, and you have to write in pencil, I guess you use a pen, every day, every hour what you watch, and then you send it in. So you've got less than 10% writing and filling it out. And I've known people, they said, yeah, I'd like to participate in this, and they wouldn't do it. They, for some reason, didn't pick them. But because they ask you a series of questions where, and when they ask you these questions, they can then pick who their slice of the population is. That's just the Nielsens. So you can imagine what it's going to look like when political pollsters are doing it. Got to take a break in the show. Brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital around here that has the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. It enables the surgeons to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments in a 3D high-definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. That's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. We'll be right back, 7:16 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Safety of our valued guests and team members remains our highest priority. At Wind River Resort and Casino, our clean team safety crew is available 24/7 to ensure you're provided with a safe and fun experience. Safety measures include a non-invasive thermal temperature scan, notification to clean high-touch areas, face mask policy, numerous sanitizing stations, and plexiglass for added safety to allow for social distancing, allowing our guests to have a comfortable gaming experience. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swart, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swart, for State Senate.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call
PSA2 High Cap Services. For more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. This is not an assisted living facility. No, this is for active seniors. This is Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet chefs. They've got a bus that takes people around. Actually, it's not a bad bus. It's a really nice van with nice seats and all that kind of stuff. Takes you around town if that's what you wanted. It's pet friendly over at River Commons Senior Living. You know, people are there to take the load off that everyday decision making, like, do I need to really fix the sprinklers? And here we go. Here's an election. COVID's still going on. Can I get toilet paper? They've got plenty of toilet paper over at River Commons Senior Living. I'm not trying to be flippant about this. But to learn more, give Brian a call at 238-5981, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, right downtown. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the wish and happy birthday to the U.S. Navy. We are getting pretty old.
Commander Gibson. This is Commander James Gibson, one of my heroes. How are you?
We're doing fine. We're trying to stay out of the smoke and all that, but we're just both doing fine. Again, thank you so much for the happy birthday to the Navy, and thanks for all you and Linda do for the community, and just a one-time supper pie.
Thanks so much, Commander. The Commander is a submariner, and from the old school of submarines, those diesel boats.
Yep, the diesel boats.
Yeah, and you know what? If there's going to be a representative for the U.S. Navy that I say happy birthday to, I am so happy it's you.
Well, thank you so much again, Carl, and you all have a nice day, and we'll continue down the road together.
You bet, sir. You bet. You have a happy birthday and a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Commander James Gibson. He's cool. He's really cool for a number of reasons. Some of the things also that were happening with the by the way, the confirmation hearings are going on now. Two things. Have you listened to the hearings at all, Ashley?
You're asking me? No.
Okay. You need to listen to it because Amy Coney Barrett, ACB's voice is not what you when you read all about, how qualified she is, tough, mother of seven. So you expect this mother of seven, all right, as she says with eyes in the back of her head. You would expect a voice kind of like, all right, listen up and listen tight. No, she's got a voice like, wow.
Really?
Well, that, to answer that question would be prejudging a case, Senator. And you know that we never do that until the facts become come in front of us. Now, you're not an idiot. You should know that. Okay, I added the last part on myself. But she's got a very young voice. Let me put it that way. You need to listen to it. And first time I heard it, because I really hadn't heard her speak before, and I was listening to it on the radio, and I went, okay, something else. They're going after – they're not really going after her. Feinstein, tried to pin her down on guns and, the health care plan. You're not going to do that. The woman's brilliant. Senator Feinstein's lost a step. But what – then they're going – they were trying – every statement was about the Affordable Care Act. Oh, well, she hasn't ruled on the Affordable Care Act. And if you remember, Justice Roberts, who's considered a conservative on the court, was the one vote that enabled Obamacare to happen, if you remember that, 8 years ago. So most of us don't remember a year ago, much less 8 years ago. So I had to go back and refresh my memory. Now, the last thing I want to talk about before we bring in our next guest is mask. People say, isn't it ridiculous? You see somebody wearing a mask in a car by themselves. Oh. I realize now why they do it. Yes. Come on.
Does they forget that it's on?
No. When you drive around this town, we have certain intersections that have photo lights on them.
Ha,
and
that'll do it.
If you're going through, when you go through, if the camera decides that you've broken the law by making a right-hand turn too fast, you come down, you haven't stopped long enough at the light and you make a turn, or, you're driving down the road and it starts to turn yellow and you look in your rearview mirror and there is somebody in this big truck or a small Prius that's coming up right behind you. If you hit your brakes, they're going to, they're going to come underneath your truck or over your truck. So you keep going. So then the lights go off and you get a $550 ticket. However, if you're wearing your mask, the camera takes your picture. And then you get the something 6 weeks later from the company down in Arizona, and all it's got is a picture of your face and of your license number. However, you're wearing a mask. The question it asks is this you? If it's not you, do you know who it is? And who is driving you? Well, that's self-incrimination, so you don't have to answer that. So now you have a mask on, so they can't identify you.
My mom and I look very similar with a mask on, and we drive similar cars. So
Linda had her face turned sideways, and when, it was raining that day, so there was a windshield wiper that kind of cut diagonally across her face, and it couldn't recognize her. So I figure if you're wearing a mask with the Punisher on it, a symbol, or just a mask, and it can't identify you, I think you're safe. So I may wear this mask for a long time after the COVID goes away, if it comes down to driving. around this town. I don't even want to get into, the camera lights. I mean, there are, you can ask a policeman, would you have given me a ticket, for that type of infraction? And you know what? If they answer you correctly, I'm not talking about the ones that go straight through the intersection. I'm talking about making that right turn. And by the way, my friends, you get one of these and they've got you for making the right turn. And you can ask to have that fine reduced in half because you didn't go across the intersection. It didn't cause a wreck. You didn't slow down. You didn't come to a complete stop, but you slowed down and then you made your turn. You can ask to have that ticket reduced, that fine level reduced. And Linda did. She got it reduced in half. Now it's still $250, but $250 is $250 better than $500.
Yeah.
So, anyway, got to take a break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about an organization here that is going to have a day where they collect all of those unused prescription drugs that you've been flushing down the toilet and destroying our habitat with, or just throwing away in the trash cans. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers has been doing this for over 16 years. Sharon Clark started this company, and it's one of the premier companies for taking care of people, assisting people in need. Whether it's a long-term need or if it's short-term, say a hip surgery, ankle surgery, something that that's hindering you getting around and you need help a couple of days a week, well, it's Home Helpers. Maybe it's an hour or two a day. It's Home Helpers. If it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. The most amazing caregivers in California come at Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hello, this is Mark Rosano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? It probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yeah. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why. Because I got high.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, my producers are irreverent. They're just irreverent. Here it is, the Navy birthday. You know, one of the finest Navy in the entire world. And she sings, and she plays a song from the Village People in the Navy. And frankly, now that's stuck in my head. And I'm trying to remember. I want you to play the Navy, the real Navy anthem here at some point this morning. Because now that one's stuck in my head. And I see Bob Belangi and, you know, on a ship dancing to that. And Commander Gibson, I'm sorry, sir, but I see you leading the song in the sub that, you know, that you commanded. I'm sorry. Anchors away. A little bit louder here. Happy birthday to the United States Navy, 245 years old today. Okay. Thank you. Hey, I'm with Kathy Grindstaff. Kathy is with the, okay, wait a minute, don't let me. She is with the Shasta County Chemical People. So,
good morning.
Kathy's been on the show before.
Yes, I have.
What was that for?
The Marijuana Initiative.
Oh, that's it. That's right. You're my drug queen.
Yes.
Okay. No, Kathy is.
That didn't really go
over. Yeah, that
over
didn't
well.
Go over very well. Yeah. What do you say when you walk past one of the five shops that are opening down?
Don't even get me started.
I won't.
Have to stay focused here.
Stay focused. Okay. But the Shasta County Chemical People is not probably what you're thinking. So
no, we
tell
are.
Tell us about who you all are.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit. We've been around in the community since 1983. Our focus is prevention and education regarding drugs and alcohol. And so we do focus a little bit on, well, mostly on youth, obviously. And we have a lot of programs that you're probably familiar with. Sober Grad. One of our programs.
Oh, okay.
We also do Red Ribbon Week. We do Friday Night Live and peer mentoring.
Friday Night Live?
Friday Night Live is we go into schools and it is like a club, and these kids are focused on drug education on their campuses. So they do a lot of different programs and activities on campus.
Okay.
So, and of course, in today's era, We are not actually physically on campus.
Is this the craziest thing?
I know. So we've had to adjust, and we have really worked with some of our teachers on campus, and they are really helping us deliver our programs. So.
Okay. Now, you've got an event coming up here.
Yes, we do. It's Friday, October 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium.
So that'll be a week from this Friday?
Yes, it will.
Okay. And it's from when?
And it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
It's going to be a drive-through drug drop-off.
Now, tell us what kind of drugs?
Old prescriptions, or maybe your doctor gave you more than what you need, anything that you might have in your medicine cabinet that you no longer need, including cough syrup. Sometimes cough syrups with codeine and stuff like that, you can also dispose of those.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't get prescribed pain medication very much.
No.
It's usually for an injury. I hang on to that for 12 years.
It's no good anymore.
I realize that, but, you know, it's kind of, this is really going to help. I'm going to take this. It's 12 years old. It does nothing. In fact, it may block your intestines. I don't care. It says it's for pain. This is what we're talking about. I don't mean to be making light of this.
No.
But this is, a lot of people have drug prescriptions that have expired.
Right.
They've got, you know, like you said, the codeine. It was too much, and so you just kind of kept them in your medicine cabinet or someplace. And explain the dangers of this.
Well, because you've held on to those drugs, you're allowing access to other family members, people that. I don't know if you've ever heard of farm parties. This is something the youth do. They're called farm parties, and I mean P-H-A-R-M.
Oh, farm, like pharmacy. Oh, those guys.
So,
I thought a farm party. What, do they go tip over cows?
No.
We're talking pharmacy-type parties, right?
And the kids will go through medicine cabinets and gather up excess drugs and stuff, and they throw them in a bowl, and you come to this party, and you take a handful, and you pop them, and see what happens.
And turns out one of them is for constipation.
Yeah,
you're
who
the
knows?
Loser on that one.
Yeah.
No, we're what Kathy is saying, and I'll stop making jokes about this, is a lot of times kids, not your kid, but maybe your friend, your child's friends, you know, they're home around, they'll go to that medicine cabinet, and they may not take all of them, but they may take two or three. And they go through medicine cabinets for anything like for pain or something like this that will allow them to get a high because they don't have contacts on the outside.
Right.
The other thing I understand is flushing these down the toilet isn't good.
No, it actually hurts your environment, so we discourage the whole flushing. I know a lot of people say, well, I mix it with cat litter and then throw it in the trash. And, you know, yes, that is one of the accepted ways to get rid of drugs. But on the other hand...
You mean to open them up or crush them and throw them in the cat litter?
Yeah.
After the cats used it?
Sure. There you go. Really discourage it.
That would discourage me.
Events like this is an opportunity for people to take those drugs and drop them off.
Okay.
Free and clear. We don't care.
So this is a good time, my friends, is to take a look at your medicine cabinet. And, you know, a lot of people have gone through a lot of different things over the last year, over the last several years. But you're okay now. But you still got those pills because, frankly, you really didn't know what to do with them and you just kind of like put them back there. This is a great way. No questions asked. You just put them in a bag and
drive
up, hand it to them. They throw it into
a big box.
So it's kind of like that container that you have in the Marine Corps when you're getting ready to get on a plane when you're redeploying. And it's called the amnesty box. Nobody asks questions. You kind of like to amble over there and throw things in there, ammunition and stuff like that. You know, found in your gear or something. It's called an amnesty box. Well, think of this as the same way. You don't have to worry about, nobody's going to question you. You're not going to harm the environment. Just take it down to the Civic Center, next Friday, not this Friday, but a week from this Friday, and just drop it off between the hours of 11 and 6.
Yeah, pretty easy. But the other thing that you have to know is we actually have four, designated, drug disposal boxes located in Shasta County.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Well, I don't do drugs much. So. No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Other than this event, we actually have drug disposal boxes located in Shasta County. We have one at our Reading Police Department. We have one at the Sheriff's Substation in Central Valley or City of Shasta Lake. We actually have one in the City of Anderson, and we actually have one at the Sheriff's Substation in Burney.
Okay. Now, this is a question, and this is why I love my listeners in the chat room. Okay. Now you've collected these drugs. What happens next?
The Reading Police Department are the ones actually there collecting them. Just so you know, we do have law enforcement.
Okay.
The boxes are sealed, and then they are destroyed.
Are they incinerated or something like that?
Yes, they are. Okay. They are incinerated.
So that's what happens. They're incinerated. They're not taken to the landfill.
Nope.
Taken back on the streets or anything like that. You don't have to worry about it. Once it's dropped in there, they seal them all up and burn them as they do a lot of other types of evidence that can't
actually
be destroyed.
Yeah, actually the DEA comes and collects them and destroys them.
Oh, okay. So that's what happens with it. We're here with Kathy Grindstaff from the Shasta County Chemical People, which just in itself, I love that. I love the name because it connotates so many different things. Do we have any chemical music that we can go out with? Okay, we do.
I'll see what I can find.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there, Henry and Rebecca. Great selection of jewelry from estate jewelry to ones they build themselves, design and build themselves. If you want your own piece of jewelry that nobody else has, talk to Rebecca about it. Design one. Let Henry build it for you. And then you'll have a piece of jewelry that nobody else will ever have. Something that you can pass on through your family that nobody else is going to have anywhere else will have this type of piece of jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I was sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs. And all of a sudden, this policeman caught me unawares. He said, "Is your name Pedro?" I said, "Yeah, I guess so." He said, "Then come with me, because you're the man we've been looking for." I said, "Hey, man, I've been framed. Hey, no, really, man, I was framed. I never do nothing wrong, man. But every time I get the blame, I've been framed."
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, healthcare, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate, ID number 143306.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained.
total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for four more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Carl Bott here. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's going to go up to 89 today, low 55, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 90, wind gusts could reach as high as 29 miles per hour tomorrow. And Wednesday night, a low around 59. Thursday, sunny. Friday, sunny with a high near 93. And then Saturday, high, sunny with a high near 91. Looks like it's going to be beautiful. COVID, when it goes to purple, is going to have a significant impact on hair salons. We'll have modifications. Retail is 25% capacity. Open indoors malls, 25% capacity. Food courts closed. Nail salons open indoors with modifications. Tattooing and piercing closed. Personal care services, body waxing, which I do weekly, outdoor only. And I'm going to find this kind of embarrassing to be out there having my chest waxed. Places of worship, your churches are shutting down again. Movie theaters, outdoor only. I would imagine that all the movie theaters will shut down. Gyms, outdoor only. Wineries, outdoor only. Bars and breweries, closed. Okay, here's my prop. Family entertainment centers, outdoor only. Card rooms, outdoor only. Non-essential offices, remote work only. Professional sports, no live audiences. And schools must stay closed. We just opened up the Shasta County Schools in the Shasta County School in the Reading School District. Just opened up in-person classes this week. So this means if we hit purple, they got to stay closed again. You know what? You just can't keep doing this to businesses, and that's another whole show. But I'm here with Kathy Grindstaff of the Shasta County Chemical people. They do a lot for our community. And you think, it's kind of got a kind of a funny name. But, when you do the Sober Grad, I mean, right, that's a huge event throughout, for all the – and this last year got canceled.
Well, it got –
or did it?
Yes, the part of it did get canceled for obvious reasons. But the schools still celebrated their seniors, whether they did drive-through giveaways. There was a lot of – each school was different. They had a parade in Cottonwood for the West Valley seniors. So there was a lot of activities. And I think people need to support our seniors. I mean, this is tough for them when you talk about school closing. This is their senior year. How many of us remember our senior year and how much fun it was and all the activities and proms and all of that's gone. It's just gone.
Gone. No, I know. That was a big year. Yeah. You know, the kids had worked their way into their 12th year of school. And this is kind of a big time for them. The last prom, many of them are going to have. The last time for them to be playing football. The last time for them to be playing baseball. Yeah. I mean, this is huge. And now we're starting into this year.
Yeah.
Like that. And it's at some point, people, I hope, you're going to take a look at. And I don't want this to sound cold. The vast majority of the people that catch COVID walk away from it. The vast majority. And I am sympathetic, very sympathetic, because, I've reached that age of above 60 that you know, I could be, you know, that could be an underlying factor for me. But I'm not going to live my life in fear. And we can't teach our kids to live your lives in what if this might happen. COVID is a serious, serious illness. And we have Shasta Regional Medical Center coming in right after Kathy to talk about it. But that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about with the drug drop-off. The drug drop-off. And you've already said that, you know, flushing it down the toilet is just a big no-no.
No.
You can't leave them around your house because people can get into them.
Yep.
Either accidentally or kids come through. Like you said, they have these pharmacy parties where they collect all these different drugs and they put them in a big bowl and these kids reach in and just take them.
Yeah.
Have there been any instances of hospitalizations? I mean, does this happen in Reading much?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it does. You just don't hear about it. That's the problem, is this isn't something that anyone wants to advertise or talk about.
Yeah, I guess not.
But it does happen in our kids. I mean, just like with alcohol. What I've learned, I've had exchange students for 17 years, and I always talk to the exchange students and ask them, you know, what is it like in your country? And our kids here, when they go out and party, they figure, I got to do it now, all in one time, because I might not be able to do this again for a long time. And so they're drinking themselves to alcohol poisoning. And it's really, really scary. I think our teenagers, and I've got nothing wrong, but they are raised that they believe they're invincible. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Well, you know what? But we were all like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, we were racing down the Apple Orchard Roads back when I was growing up, and you turn your lights off so you could who would keep them off the longest.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't real smart, but nothing was going to happen because nothing happens to us. So, you know.
But anything that we can do as an adult.
Absolutely. The only thing you can do is try to warn them, try to show them the results of this. The old signal, what was it, 51, that the Highway Patrol would come and show your class of teenagers in these horrendous classes, you know, crashes, blood, body parts. Do they still show those in high school, I wonder?
No.
Of course not. In driving school. But I tell you what, you got one of those shown to you in high school. And, these two 18-year-olds were racing down the road and not paying attention. And this is what happens. And, I mean, it got a lot of people's attention there. So this is what happens if you do stupid things.
Right.
And I think there isn't probably a teenager out there that doesn't know somebody in our schools, somebody that hasn't had a bad incident with drugs.
No. I don't know if you know, but we did lose our son to a DUI driver back in 1999. And it's something that, you know, as a parent, you never, never forget. And a lot of his friends really struggled with that. You know, they just can't imagine. They can't imagine that something would happen to one of their own.
Yeah. One second they're there.
And the next second they're
gone.
They're
not. But this is a way we can help prevent kids from getting their hands on drugs.
Yes.
And this is why the Shasta County Chemical people are sponsoring this next Friday. Not this Friday.
A week from Friday.
And the date is?
October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And this is in conjunction with the Reading Police Department. So I want to make sure I give them credit, too.
Yeah. go through your medicine chest.
Find up
all those expired medicines or medicines you don't use anymore, or maybe it was too much that was prescribed to you. Doctors do have a tendency sometimes to do that. Put it in a bag. Take it down there. Drop it off in a box.
Yep.
Nobody's asking any questions. Yep. Boxes are sealed up. The DEA picks up all these boxes, and they destroy them. Now, we've done this before.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. I think that, in fact, I don't even remember the last time we did it. But
you remember the outcome now?
Yes.
Okay.
We collected like it was like 4 tons of drugs.
I'm sorry, how much?
4 tons.
You collected 4 tons of drugs in Reading?
In 2019, across the nation, during drug drop off, 442 tons of unused and expired drugs were collected.
Across the nation.
That's across the nation, but you said it was close to 4 tons here.
Yeah.
In Shasta County.
It's been a big event through the years.
Wow. I had no idea. If you told me a couple hundred pounds, okay.
I don't have the numbers, but even at our drug drop-off boxes, it is astronomical how much we're
collecting.
That
right?
Yeah.
Kathy, you know, if you could kind of find those numbers for me.
Yeah, I will get them to you.
And give me a call back because it's so people are using the drug drop-off boxes because, you know, and what a good way to get rid of all these old prescription drugs. Okay, next Friday.
Next Friday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium.
There you go. Okay, Kathy.
Free event.
Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Thank you.
Seriously, thank you.
Seriously.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
She stands under my colors, oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Describing the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia as a mentor, High Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett telling senators that his philosophy is mine, too.
But I want to be careful to say that if I'm confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
Judge Barrett explaining that even justices holding similar views on the Constitution don't always agree. Barrett is being questioned by senators on this second day of her confirmation hearing before the Judiciary Committee. Senator Lindsey Graham touching on the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms.
Do you own a gun?
We do own a gun.
Okay. All right. Do you think you could fairly decide a case even though you own a gun?
Yes.
Acknowledging that she is Catholic, Barrett tells senators she is capable of setting aside her religious convictions when it comes to deciding cases. Barrett says she's done that on the Seventh Circuit and would continue the practice, if confirmed, to the Supreme Court. Having recovered from the coronavirus, President Trump makes a rousing return to the campaign trail in Florida.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
Democrat challenger Joe Biden scolding the president for what Biden calls Mr. Trump's reckless personal conduct.
The longer Donald Trump is president, the more reckless he gets.
Biden speaking during a campaign stop in Ohio. What is described as an unexplained illness leading to a pause in Johnson & Johnson's late-stage study of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. J&J will look closer at whether a study participant's illness is related to the vaccine. Wall Street, the Dow down 87 points. The S&P is off 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with a 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Millions have already made the switch to Harry's, and we hope you will too, with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set featuring our new, sharper blade, a weighted razor handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
One of Malaysia's best-known politicians is eyeing the prime minister's job.
The veteran politician Anwar Ibrahim has visited the king to tell him he has the support of a majority of MPs in parliament. The king, who has the power to appoint a new prime minister, will now have to decide what to do next. Mr. Anwar has sought the top job for more than two decades in a turbulent political career. He's been close before. The current prime minister, Muhyiddin Yassin, only took over in March as political alliances shifted. It's not yet clear which man has the most support.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Germany's population declined slightly for the first time in almost a decade because immigration shrank as a result of the pandemic. Some 83.1 million people lived in Germany at the end of June, the population declining by 40,000 in the first half of this year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Disney looking to wade deeper into the stream.
The coronavirus pandemic has the entertainment world rethinking its options, especially with no sense of what we used to call normalcy in sight. Disney is trying to get out ahead of the curve by reorganizing its business to focus even more on streaming. It is creating three separate branches on its streaming tree, if you will. One is for sports, one is for general entertainment, and another for its studios like Star Wars and Marvel. Disney already has more than 60 million subscribers to Disney Plus, while its sites like ESPN Plus and Hulu have more than 100 million subscribers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An FBI agent says members of anti-government paramilitary groups meeting in June in Ohio discussed kidnapping Virginia's governor. The agent's testimony came during a court hearing today for six men accused of plotting to abduct Michigan's governor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here it is, Tuesday, the 13th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, encourage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ashley at the helm, who is over there bouncing around because she is just a happy person.
Yay!
Yay! What's the weather look like?
Basically the same as yesterday for the foreseeable future. Back to you.
Okay, sunny today, going up to about 90 degrees. Tomorrow's the same. Tomorrow's, you know, it's going to be like this through Sunday, my friends.
We do have a little bit of a breeziness anticipated on Thursday, which means we're doing a fire weather watch starting tonight in through Friday morning.
Okay.
That puts us at risk for the public safety power shutoffs. I think KRCR reported 17,000 people are expected to get their power shut off this week.
And that includes portions of Shasta County. So be aware of that. You know, when they shut off the power and you live out there, it behooves you to have a backup system, some kind of generator.
Mm-hmm. My parents live in Shingletown. They just got their first one. They've lived there 25-plus years.
Yeah. The other thing about this is from the Zog fire that they've picked up, and I talked about it yesterday, they picked up some PG&E equipment. They think that might have been the culprit here, but we don't know that for sure until they do the investigation on the how the Zog fire began. So, hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney are real supporters of our community in a hundred different ways, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793, and they're going to have a special program during November that he's going to come on the show and talk about for people during the month of November. Now, we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've got Casey Fatch, who is the CEO there. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, sir.
And James Taggart, Dr. James Taggart, heads up the emergency room, and he and I are joining together against the photo lights here in Reading, because we have not done anything wrong, but the photo camera down here on Market and Tehama,
mm-hmm. yes,
yep. Market and Tehama just goes off arbitrarily.
Yeah, I got flash going through a green light.
Yeah, so we may have to be each other's witnesses here when we go to court.
There you go.
Do you think there's enough room in there to put us in jail? No.
Is there a chance that you're coming, that it wasn't flashing you, it was flashing somebody perpendicular to you?
I was looking for other traffic. The problem, no. Because traffic was going straight through the green light. I was the second car behind another car that was taking a left on the Market. And no, I don't think so.
Well, you know what? That was the same thing. I'm just wondering if, but I watch this light enough that I see it going off when there's nobody there. It goes off. So I don't know how often they check these things. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about, though.
Interesting subject, regardless.
Hey, we're in the red. We're in the red zone now, but people are saying we're going to move into the purple zone here in a week. Do you believe that's going to happen?
Well, it's certainly possible. know, that's, you know, the numbers have been astonishingly high. So, you know, it's in a kind of, I think it's like a rolling 2-week average.
I think that's how it works. But we just had another 130 over the weekend.
Yeah, I didn't see that come out yet. Did it come out yesterday? Is that what it was?
Where'd you see that, Ashley?
Which part?
Another 130 this weekend.
Yeah, that came out yesterday. I'll print it out for you.
Yeah, you know, and the problem for us is, you know, we've got a relatively limited population here. So when you start getting numbers like that, if you're in LA County, that wouldn't be astonishing. You know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but up here it is. So, you know, people just need to be diligent. Everybody knows what it is. Wear your mask, wash your hands. Try not to have gatherings of 40 people and expose each other. It's just kind of common sense, but for some reason it just isn't well received with some people.
Well, the other thing, too, that we don't know.
And this is Dr. James Taggart.
There you go.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
The other thing that we don't know is when were those samples taken?
True.
You know, I mean, I know at one point they were running 2 to 3 weeks behind getting samples completed. And so, I mean, some of these could have been a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you know, but
I think they're getting pretty quick, though. Yeah, and again, because we test a lot, we test in our emergency room and you know, the hospitals, you know, some of the other hospitals in town do as well. But I think now that we've got these testing sites set up, that we're doing a lot more testing than
we
were doing
true
before.
A lot more testing.
What about these instant tests that the Trump administration was pushing out? Millions of these are they instant tests, or are they like an hour or something?
Well,
like
we have rapid testing at Shasta, and you know, those are relatively limited. You know, there's a limited supply available for those, and so we'll use them in certain circumstances. But it's a 15-minute turnaround time.
15-minute turnaround time. Yeah. Wow.
But you know, again, the reference labs, which we call them, the ones down in Sacramento that we use. Say if you're going to have surgery at Shasta, we'll do a preventative COVID test to see if you're positive or not, just to make sure that everybody's safe in the room and the patient's safe. And that's about a 2-day turnaround time, which is adequate for that particular. You know, we'll do the test, and maybe the patient's going to have surgery in 4 days. We'll ask them to go home and self-quarantine and, you know, then come back in, because it's just basically for everybody else's safety as well.
So. How long is the incubation period before you start showing symptoms? I've never asked anybody that. And I'm not sure if it's like you've been exposed to it and then all of a sudden you've got it right then. Or is it a couple of days? Is it a week?
I believe it's a couple of days.
Yeah.
A couple of days. Okay.
Well, there's also a lot of people that are asymptomatic, too. That's
the hard part.
That's what makes it tough.
We're seeing a lot of that at Shasta County, or I mean Shasta, at Shasta Regional. We're seeing a lot of asymptomatic patients. And what's interesting is because we have seen this bump in number of cases, our providers at Shasta Regional now are just testing more. You know, even though they don't think they have it and they don't have any symptoms, it comes back positive. You know, so I've had a couple cases like that. So that raises the numbers.
Yeah, we just gave you.
that's not good.
That's not good.
That's a discouraging number. Actually, I think it's like 180 over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here we have it's how many? But it also says we've only got like 5 people in the hospital.
Yeah, that's true.
And none in the ICU.
Right.
Now my whole and I'm not a doctor. But my parameters on something like this, we need to look how many people we have in the hospital and the people in the intensive care units, because that to me is, if you've got this many people that show up positive but they're not in the hospital, you know, yes, and as you pointed out, Dr. Taggart, I mean, if you've got certain conditions, this thing can be a real killer. Look at the Windsor Health.
But I think you also, when you look at this report, 5 of the people that tested positive are over 60. And I think that's the difference. I think the age distribution is something that obviously if it was inversely proportionate and most of the patients were over 60, we'd see a lot more hospitalizations.
It could be most of these were in their 20s.
Well, pretty much all of them were 60, you know, in their 60s or younger, so Or 50s, actually, sorry, in their 50s.
50s or younger.
Yeah, so there were only 5 people age 60 or older out of 170. So that's That's why there's less hospitalizations. That's a conclusion I would draw.
Okay. Well, but then we go back again into the fact is no people in the ICU, five people in a total hospitalized. Is it possible that the COVID is kind of like burning itself out as it's passed from person to person? Does that happen? It gets weaker?
I don't know. Yeah,
I'd have to ask. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you could ask Dr. Fauci. I'll tell you.
Dr. Fauci, unfortunately, and the World Health Organization said isolation and keeping people, you know, spread out like that's not a good idea, shutting things down. I just read that.
Yeah, I just think the answer is going to be a comprehensive vaccine, and we just want to make sure that those trials are done.
And we've got their treatments out now, and remdesivir looks to be promising.
Hey, you brought that one up a long time ago.
So,
okay, we got to take a break.
You know, the other thing too that people ought to consider is making sure that they're taking their vitamins, especially vitamin D. There's some suggestion that low vitamin D may be predispose you to a worse outcome, worse symptoms.
Don't take vitamin D then.
Don't take vitamin D.
I was going to say
take vitamin D. Did I misspeak? Yeah, you want your vitamin D at least at 40 or higher.
So take the vitamin D.
Take the vitamin D. It'll make the symptoms
less.
Okay. Well, I take vitamin D every morning, so I'll just start popping it up some. Okay. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart, who heads up their emergency services. We're going to take a quick break. Speaking of another organization that really helps our community, as Shasta Regional does in a different way, is Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally run, local board of directors, helping people move dreams forward. You can learn more by stopping by one of their branches if you're down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, but here in Redding at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding, or the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Just visit them online, too, at bankcornerstone.com. I bank with Cornerstone and have had nothing but pleasant experiences there. We'll be right back.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 1423306.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Carl Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for the rest of the week, I guess. When I tell you it's going to go up to 88 today and 88 tomorrow and 91 Thursday, I could just give you, just by telling you what it is today for the rest of the week. And the weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this portion of the show, Man's Last Stronghold. They're going by these, all the rules. You get a disposable drape when you get your haircut. They wear the mask, the whole shooting match there, and you get a great haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, so give them a call at 244-9478. I'm here with Casey Patch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart, who heads up their emergency services at the hospital. We used your emergency services back in March, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate what you did for Linda in there. Casey, there is there's something going on that is concerns public safety.
Yeah.
That you wanted to talk about today.
Well, first of all, your weather reports are making it very difficult for me to go into the office today. So I'd just like to point that out. I mean, what a beautiful day yesterday. I mean, just,
you know what? This whole...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, you know, we had the summer stolen from us, basically, with all the smoke and, you know, and all the other areas. But, boy, was it just unbelievable yesterday. Just crystal clear. Just beautiful.
Sunday was beautiful.
So, you know, we wanted to talk today a little bit about kind of a public safety concern when we look at ambulance services in the city of Reading and the county of Shasta. And, you know, we have a situation where this is an open county, so any ambulance service could come up here and take 911 calls. But we have two companies. Mercy has their ambulance service. I believe they have 4 rigs, and AMR has their services, their ambulances as well. I think they've got like 8 to 10 or some rigs or something like that. And so they respond to the 911 calls. And one of the things that concerns us is when we look at how Shasta County is divided up, and we've got the 5 districts here, and they basically have the same, pretty close to the same distribution of population that lives in each one of those districts. I think it's about 19,500 or something, mm-hmm. something close to that. When we look at a map and we look at where Shasta is compared to the other hospitals in town, Shasta is the closest right off of the 44. And so when you dive into the state statutes of the Health and Safety Code, basically requires that patients that are in an ambulance that are being brought to a hospital should be brought to the closest facility. And, you know, and we're told that it's patient choice. The patients are making the choice. So 65% of the patients go to the other facility. 35% come to Shasta. And it's like clockwork every month. It's just the same number every month. And so when I see numbers like that, it tells me that there's a system in place that's directing that particular activity. Versus if it was a variable that varied more than, you know, at least 5 to 10% a month, then I would think, okay, well, it could be patient choice or something else is driving it. So that basically when you look at the districts and you look at the population, that 80% of the population in Shasta County live closer to Shasta Regional Medical Center than the other facilities. So along with that, along with our cardiac, you know, rating of top 50 in the nation, our performance on stroke and having the certifications that we have for that, it's for me, it's a problem that patients roll by in an ambulance when they're having a heart attack. And you got to understand minutes matter. When you're talking about cardiac muscle, when it dies, it dies. It doesn't come back. Same with nerve tissue. When you're having a stroke, it's the same concept. And so you want to get to the closest facility, no matter what, at whatever cost. So, I don't know if you wanted to address any of that, Dr. Taggart.
Yes, I agree with you. Time is of the essence, and when you're having symptoms of a heart attack or a stroke, you don't want to waste a single minute. You know, you have you'll start to have cell death with lack of blood flow to the brain. You'll start having brain cells die even within 1 to 2 minutes, and then after 5 minutes, if the blood flow is completely lost in the brain tissue, the brain cells aren't receiving oxygen, they're going to die, and you'll end up with some potentially permanent brain damage. And so I recommend to everyone, if they are having symptoms of a heart attack or a stroke, that they call 911 and they use our emergency services, because it'll be faster, it'll be reliable, and when we get our patients into our emergency department via an ambulance, you know, I had a patient with symptoms of a heart attack, but then there was some vague symptoms of COVID-19. Well, we had that patient tested for COVID, completely worked up and in the cath lab in 35 minutes upon arrival. So our metrics are above and beyond other hospitals in the North State. Once you are admitted, our length of stay is half of the national average. Our length of stay for patients that are going to the cath lab and requiring PCA or percutaneous coronary or PCI percutaneous coronary intervention stents, they're home in 1 to 2 days. National average is 2 to 3 days. So we have an exceptional team of cardiologists, board-certified emergency physicians, nurses that specialize specifically in the care of coronary artery disease, cerebrovascular disease, strokes. And so you couldn't go to a better place in the North State if you were having a stroke or a heart attack.
You know, people will say, well, Dr. Taggart works for it, but there's been independent commissions that I've been talking about here that have recognized Shasta Regional Medical Center as one of the 50 top cardiovascular systems, plus the according to Medicare and Medicaid services there, you've gotten 4 out of 5 stars for heart-related problems, but also heart failure, but also stroke. So you're not just talking about this. This is a proven fact.
It is important to recognize that those are organizations that you can't apply for that recognition. They get that recognition out of your data, and so like the 50 top cardiovascular centers in the country, that's through IBM Truven, and they just go off of all the data that you submit to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So,
which you have to submit all of it.
Every hospital does, and then they go ahead and put the metrics together and make the announcements of who are the winners. And so we, for 2019 and 2020, we've made that list. So, but again, I think that this minutes matter concept is significant because, there are some points with regard to stroke where if a certain amount of time passes, certain options for treatment aren't going to be available just because of, well, like for thrombolytics, right?
Correct.
You have to
yes.
have a certain amount of,
right.
a certain amount of
well,
time.
Well, don't they say there's this golden half hour or whatever it is that if you can get a stroke patient in that you can reverse it sometimes, totally?
Well, we use thrombolytics if the patient meets criteria, and part of that criteria is time, you know,
yeah.
Depending on the situation, 4 to 6 hours.
Right. 4 to 6 hours. Yeah. So it's okay. I'm with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional, Dr. James Taggart, who heads up their emergency room, who is a board-certified emergency room guy. The thing about this that concerns me is 65% of the ambulances deliver people to Mercy, 35% to Shasta Regional Medical Center, but it's the same statistics month after month after month. That
right.
seems impossible. If just statistically, it seems impossible that it's the exact same statistics month after month after month. And the question yeah. is, why would you pass you're having a stroke, your loved one's had a stroke, or you're having a stroke, why would you pass the closest hospital when it may take you minutes? Which is, we've just, you know,
well,
as we've learned.
You know, Carl, we have some obstacles in the way, too. You have a train, you have a, you know, train tracks that, I don't know about you. I think going to your place, I got stuck behind that stupid thing a couple of times. Going to your house and then coming back from your house, I got stuck for like 15 minutes sitting by that train. And so those are things that, you know, you have to take into consideration. The morning traffic out here on, well, what we call traffic here. But you know,
If you don't live in Redding,
you
don't
know what?
Call it
if
traffic.
You're in the back of an ambulance and there's an elephant sitting on your chest because you're having crushing chest pain, an additional 8 minutes in an ambulance or 5 minutes, whatever it is, can seem like an eternity and can cause a lot more damage than would have otherwise happened if you were brought to the closest facility.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell was on last week, and we talked about the opening for signing up for your health insurance, the problems with the deductibles that we talked about, homeowners insurance after these fires, how companies will cancel homeowners insurance because of the fire insurance with it, or they start charging exorbitant prices, and how you handle that. She's got her arms around all of these questions, she and her people, and they are out there to help you. They've been doing it since 1993, and I totally trust Judy Maxwell and her people. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by drop box. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Total eclipse of the heart. Total eclipse of the heart, huh? We're talking about heart attacks. I love that. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 13th of October, 61 degrees out there. Going to be a beautiful day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond for over 16 years in the same location right out at Caterpillar Road. If you're spending more time in your home and you're saying, you know, I'm not going to sell, I'm not moving, but I would like to redo my kitchen, well, let me recommend Mike Huber. He is absolutely fabulous when it comes to redoing kitchens with granite, marble, however you want it done. And he's the kind of guy you give him your keys and say, hey, we'll be back in 3 days. And he'll have it done. You don't have to worry about your house. He takes extremely good care. He's extremely precise in what he does, and he's kind of like an artist when it comes to matching what is good for your kitchen or other parts of your house and what works. He's one of the good guys. He works by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE or check out EstateGranite.com. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart heads up the emergency room. Somebody asked a question. How come you move people? Like if a stroke, you get a stroke patient in, that you'll move them to another facility. Not all the time, but sometimes.
So on rare occasion, a patient's stroke may be one from bleeding, right? We call that a hemorrhagic stroke, and that may require transfer to a higher level of care. Okay. The other possibility is where you have a large vessel occlusion, a blood clot blocking blood flow to the brain. Mm-hmm. And again, time is of the essence because if we get the patient early enough, we will start thrombolytics, TPA to help dissolve the blood clot and then fly them out. Mercy has been working on providing some of that comprehensive care where they can extract the clot, but those services are not always available. So, again, you want to get your TPA as soon as possible. Let us determine if there is a large vessel occlusion, and if you do, we'll get you to the appropriate hospital in the North State.
And a lot of times that can be UC Davis or some of the other facilities that have those particular services 24/7 just because of the nature of a teaching institute.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're talking about, what led to this is the fact that our ambulances are delivering patients. And obviously, if you're in an ambulance, you're in some kind of real...
That's right.
You've been injured, or the fact is heart attacks, strokes, whatever. And that the ambulances are not going to the closest medical facility, which is the law. And it's been like this for a long period of time, and it never changes. So the question is why are the ambulances passing by a facility that's rated in the top 50 hospitals in the nation, has gotten 4 out of 5 stars for heart attack care and strokes and all these other things. Right. Why do they keep going by? That's your question.
Yeah, well, you know, so I think that we're starting to make some progress with, because AMR now has been acquired by a company called Reach, and they're the ones that have the helicopter that sits on the top of Shasta and does a lot of the air transport, and they've changed their management structure, and so I've been working with John Wagner. And he seems to be receptive to talking about this. And, you know, a lot of this stuff comes down to protocols and ensuring that the ambulance drivers follow the protocols. So I think that there is some education being done. But, you know, we're still seeing the numbers at the 35-65. But in their defense, I think that it's not falling on deaf ears like it has been for the past couple of years. But still, I think we're going to... You know, there does need to be better oversight, and I think that there's going to have to be some changes. So we'll stay tuned,
okay.
I guess.
So. Let's go to the phones. Randall, good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. I just have one comment and then one question for you. Carl, when you say, you know, the vast majority of people get over it, there's a lot of people that end up, about 10% are ending up with some long-term issue, whether it be lungs or cardiovascular.
Well, we're talking COVID. We're talking COVID right now. Okay,
Yeah. And as part of that if you've had COVID, it becomes a pre-existing condition. So that's going to be real important going forward. The second thing is, are you gentlemen wearing masks right now?
I have mine with me.
Oh, you have it with you. Oh, right. Well, that's great.
We're physically separated in your hand.
No, I've been in your studio. You're 6 feet apart, and the CDC says 6 feet and masks.
Well, thank you for your consideration.
Okay, buddy.
I care about you guys.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
You need to be wearing them when you're in close conditions like that.
I wear my mask everywhere I go. Just when I get in here, I do take it off. I admit it. Okay.
Okay.
You got me.
Okay. I just, I got all three of you.
You can blame the board technician. I like being able to hear them for the radio.
There is a problem there.
Oh, that's right. Well, but they have faces for radio, so masks are better.
You know, the point you made, Randall, is it does have, on about 10% of the people will have... it'll go on and it affects their lungs and other parts. My point I was making was that the vast majority of the people are walking away with this without serious or after condition, after catching it. And that was the point I was making. It's not that it's not serious. We all know it's serious. We've never said it wasn't serious, that it kills people. But for me, I look at all the numbers and I think here we are going into purple and we're shutting the schools down again. And the impact that has on families, on businesses and all this, because
and
of
that's true. If everybody would simply, and I mean simply, just follow the CDC directives, we could be open. Wear that mask.
The other thing too is just the large collection of people. Crowds and gatherings shouldn't
avoid the gatherings. Avoid, you know, big dinners, that kind of stuff. It's easy, relatively, and it's not political. It's public health.
That's correct.
So that's all. That's all I got, guys. Thanks. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randall. Randall's familiar because Randall used to be the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical, and is a good friend of ours.
He is.
So, yeah, okay, Randall. Now, the question that came in was, if you have people over to your house, do you wear a mask?
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
According to the governor, you're supposed to.
Yeah. And whether it's practical or not, I guess that's for, you know, whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of times in the hospital when we're out in the hallways and or the cafeteria where there's, you know, a much larger group of people, everybody is mandated to wear a mask. But when I'm in my office and if I'm having a meeting and this is one other person, there's a lot of times where you don't wear your mask. So, you know, I think you got to use common sense. If you're in a large group, obviously wear your mask. And again, it's a personal choice. I don't know why you wouldn't make that choice to wear a mask, but that's me. But, you know, that's kind of the reality of the situation we're in.
Okay. We're here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart. And by the way, they came in with their mask on. And they, when they leave, they put their mask on.
Mine is pink for, you know, cancer awareness.
That's right. Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
There you go.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
The safety of our valued guests and team members remains our highest priority. At Wind River Resort and Casino, our clean team safety crew is available 24/7 to ensure you're provided with a safe and fun experience. Safety measures include a non-invasive thermal temperature scan, notification to clean high-touch areas, face mask policy, numerous sanitizing stations, and plexiglass for added safety to allow for social distancing, allowing our guests to have a comfortable gaming experience. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Staying alive.
You have a very cheeky producer.
Oh, she is. She's cheeky. That's very the word. Cheeky.
Great selection.
Oh, yeah.
Great
they selection. All. You know what? She's great. Sue's great. Jared's great. They look for things. So I give them, what are you going to talk about in the next hour? Cauliflower. And they'll look at me, and then they'll run back in there. And I swear to God, it's the next song has got something with cauliflower in it.
There you go.
And I don't know how they find it, but there it is. Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart, who is the head of the emergency services at Shasta Regional, and our caller, Philip. Good morning. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. You guys were talking about the ambulance services and picking one hospital over the other.
Sorry to interrupt you, Phil. It's going to the closest hospital. All right. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think it's very important that people choose the closest hospital if they're having symptoms of a heart attack or right. stroke. Go ahead, Phil.
No. So with that regard, do you have stroke services that Mercy doesn't have, or does Mercy have stroke services that you don't have? And maybe the ambulance drivers might know that, and if someone is exhibiting it, then is it not in the person's best interest to avoid Hospital A if they don't have those services and go to Hospital B?
Well, I think what you have to – so let's talk about comparing both facilities. You can go to hospitalcompare.gov. It's a Medicare site, and you can actually – compare pretty much all of the services between all of the facilities that are in the area. And I would encourage you to do that because I think it's pretty eye-opening. But to get back to what your question is, we have pretty much the same level of care when it comes to stroke, but there are some circumstances that and again, we're getting back to you want to get to the closest facility for assessment and potential thrombolytics. That's real important, okay?
Do you have neurosurgery?
We don't have neurosurgery. And so, but most facilities don't have neurosurgery. That's a significant specialty. But just because you have neurosurgery doesn't mean that you're doing, the type of craniotomies and that type of stuff that it takes to correct
strokes. Does Mercy have neurosurgery?
I believe they do. They're a trauma center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if I had a stroke in the public coming to your hospital, I wouldn't have that services.
That's correct.
So, in all honesty, why would I choose to drive by your hospital first when I know an opposing hospital has all that stuff?
Well, because we talked about getting to the closest hospital is important because you need to be assessed for potential treatment that we do have available, and postponing that potential treatment that is available at both facilities equally is detrimental.
And the other thing, too, is Mercy doesn't have that those services 24/7. So it's not a
sure thing.
Yeah, it's not a sure thing.
Philip,
they're a trauma center, though, correct?
Yeah, but you're not going to need neuro. It would be very rare that you would need neurosurgery intervention for thrombolytics being given to a stroke. And if they had a large vessel occlusion, they'd be given thrombolytics at either hospital. And if Mercy didn't have these services at that time, they also would be flying the patient out just like we do.
Thanks, Philip. Good question.
Does that answer your question?
In some ways, like I said, I'm not understanding why I would choose to skip past one.
It's the thrombolytics. When your brain isn't getting oxygen and blood, and you wait even just 1, 2, 3 minutes, you could have significant brain cell death. And the TPA is given in the hopes that it will dissolve some of that clot and get blood flow to those cells. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's critical.
so to speak.
Critical that you get to the closest facility.
Thanks, Philip.
No, that's what I meant by, using my question, time to go to a hospital.
I am a total novice on this. My only question would be is if I've had a stroke, I don't know if I need neurology or what. I think I'm unconscious or I'm having problems or a heart attack, that I think that going to the nearest hospital, which is what the bottom line is, to assess that. And I understand what you're saying. But how many people are going to know what they have if you're going through a stroke?
Well, my example would be if a lady is having a baby, they're not going to drive to Shasta Regional and get a, I mean, you know the person is having a baby. They would take them to Mercy. Is that not correct?
No, we've delivered babies in the ER.
Quite a few.
But to your point, though, sir, most women are very proactive about that. And I would believe out of all of the ambulance runs that occurred in Shasta County last year, only two were OB-related, so, you know, obstetrics-related. So that's generally more people. But, again,
those two count in the statistics?
What statistics?
The 65%.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Philip.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's...
Good caller. That was good.
Is there a different one?
Yes, we have a different Phil on the line.
Okay, Phil, you have a question.
Yeah, I was listening to your comments on heart attacks, and I was wondering if either hospital has thought about supporting a police defibrillation program where the officers actually carry defibrillators in their vehicles.
Well, I believe they use their tasers for that. I'm just kidding. that's pretty good, right?
Okay, you've got like 5 minutes to answer this.
Yeah, there you go. No, something that would, that's an interesting proposal. Something certainly we can certainly think about. It would certainly be a county.
They've got those things everywhere. They've got them in gyms.
They're all
they've
over
got
the
them.
Place, yeah.
Yeah, they've got them in a lot. And that's that's a good idea.
That's
Phil.
A good question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you know, that
we
can
will
make
run
a
it up the flagpole.
That can make a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah, and if they've got them on planes, they've got them in gyms, sure. And they're trained to do it. I mean, I imagine we can train policemen to do this thing too.
Definitely.
Great question. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Phil. You bet. That was a good question. Why don't we have that?
Do we have another caller named Philip that's calling in?
No, this is
just
this
checking.
This is
Mary.
Mary.
There we go.
Oh, good. I'm able to talk.
Yes, you are.
I'm on a little late. My question is, what is your policy about having someone come in to help an ailing parent that has, like, dementia or Alzheimer's and they're sick and they need someone to speak on their behalf in the hospital?
Right. So this is the hot topic of the year when it comes to, and this is Casey speaking, when it comes to visitation during these times of COVID. We do it on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, if there is a patient that is severely to a point where they can't make their own medical decisions and they have somebody who's a power of attorney, we let that person come in and make those choices for the patient. And then we do have situations where if a patient's on comfort care or end-of-life care, that we do allow one visitor to come in and be with them. So, and I know that this is really, really hard for the community to understand, but it's safety measures that we're trying to protect other patients as well as the individuals who are coming in to do the visiting. And so I anticipate that this is going to change hopefully soon once these numbers go down, but it has been a very difficult road, unfortunately.
Is there some reason why we could not mask up like the nurses, get a COVID test, have to remain in the hospital where we could not leave, you know, until the end of the day or what have you? I mean, the nurses come and go, and they could go to Walmart and contract COVID. And, I mean, I've been taking care of my parents.
Right.
And when I go in there, nobody knows their history like I know their history.
Yeah.
And when they're really sick, and they need me. And my friend is an RN at St. Elizabeth's, and from what I understand, their policy has changed to allow one person to come in. Is that what I understand?
I don't know what they're doing,
I
unfortunately.
I really would hope that you guys would take another look at that. If we could take a COVID test, wear a mask, we really, one person at least needs to be able to assist their, especially the old
Right.
older people.
Yeah, and we do look at it on a regular basis. I think the taking of the COVID test is a little difficult just because those particular tests are limited We still don't have as many as we probably should, unfortunately, just because of the manufacturing.
So when we bring them into the ER, we're not even allowed to do anything. How do we go about getting an okay to do that?
This is
Dr. Taggart. He heads up the emergency service. And we're going to go over a little bit here because this is an important question. It's a great question because you have people with dementia that go in there and they can't speak for themselves. So, Dr. Taggart?
I am, okay, first of all, allowing visitors into the emergency department is allowed, but it's one visitor. They are masked up. They're screened, masked, and it is also on a case-by-case, basis. You know, if you're 30 and you're able to give a history and you're able to communicate, then we don't allow visitors in. But if you're elderly and you have, I find valuable information from family members regarding